to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Growing up for me, Cheyenne, there was one thing that my dad would do to get my attention, and I knew it was stop, drop, and roll.
Okay.
Or run immediately to him. He had a whistle.
Ooh.
So he would... That was it.
Oh, yes.
If I heard that anywhere I was in the neighborhood, if I was in a shopping mall or something, I heard that whistle, I knew it was like, move your butt because you're doing something...
It's go time.
You probably shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
Or it's go time.
I get that. My dad has that same whistle, but he normally did it to the dogs.
Yes.
So I get it.
My father was a dog wrangler.
Hey, I mean.
Is there anything your parents would do to get your attention immediately?
My parents are yellers, so anytime they would yell... First and middle names, you knew you were in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
all
yeah.
bets were off once. Cheyenne Danielle! It was like, oh, okay. It happened a lot. I was very used to hearing my first
Cheyenne
and middle name.
Cheyenne Danielle. That's the magic combination right
That's
there.
That's it right there.
Game over if you heard that.
I don't hear my middle name ever unless I am in trouble.
That's usually how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a whole threat level system. You know, like we're in orange. It's kind of like that. Like
Defcon
first name was just like Abe, or you know, or most likely Abraham back when I was a small child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
That was like, okay, I stop doing what you're doing, Abraham Bernard. Then it's like, okay, now you're really in trouble.
Okay.
If I heard all three names though,
ooh,
I'm hiding under the bed.
Yeah.
Game
definitely
over.
Hiding under the bed, or like packing a bag and leaving.
I'm moving out.
Normally, if I knew I was like in big trouble, mm-hmm. and I got the code red. Like, I knew it was coming.
You're very aware. Like, you don't ever get in that much trouble and be completely oblivious as to what it was that you did.
Yeah, I definitely was kicking a soccer ball against the house and broke a window.
Yeah.
And then once they discovered it, because of course I'm not fessing up, I'm trying to blame it on somebody else. I'm like, it must have been a neighbor kid. I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely.
But when you heard that, ready, in Greek, Nikolaos Yannis Petru Elado.
Oh, that sounds not good.
That was full name with the Elado means come here.
Oh.
If I was dead meat.
That is not a good place to be.
That sounds intimidating, right?
Yeah, it really does.
Imagine being 8 and hearing that.
Yeah, I'm going to polite pass on that.
Yeah,
do you middle name your son?
Well, my son's middle name is kind of cool.
Uh-huh.
So I feel cool screaming. I'm like, Justin Lazarus. And people are like, holy, who's this Justin Lazarus person?
I
gotta
that.
Meet him. But my parents were always very self-conscious of screaming in public because I would be embarrassing them. So that's why they never screamed in public. They would do, like my dad would do the whistle. And my mom sometimes, my mom had an afro growing up.
That's amazing.
That we could see above the clothing rack. So if you saw an afro moving towards you very quickly, you just escape immediately. You escape.
You're like, I'm out of here.
It was red too. It was like a red afro.
A red afro. That's phenomenal. That's a conversation for another time.
Yeah. If
That's
you saw
amazing.
The red afro, you knew you were in trouble.
I don't middle name my kids when they're in trouble because I love their middle names. So I always call them by their first and middle names. Like that's
East
and
like
Gray.
Even during peace times.
Yeah, even peaceful times. Moments of, you know, love and affection. It's East and Gray and Justin Lee.
One of my earliest memories is learning my middle name from getting in trouble.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Like being 4 or 5, whatever, and just hearing it and being like, oh, okay.
Oh, so that's it? That's what we're doing?
I have a second name.
Bernard is what we got?
I also have this name. What is this name you speak of? Did your parents ever yell your first and middle name? Or what was your like call sign to get your butt in gear and go see what's happening? 602-894-5653. Let us know. What was your call to arms? Justin Lazarus, you better get your butt over here right now.
It's tone. That tone is terrifying.
My name was never like a... I didn't have like a cool Nico John.
What is your full name?
My full name is Nico John.
No.
Nicholas.
Your full name.
Yeah. It's technically it's Nikolaos.
Okay. Like Nikolaos.
It's ugly.
I don't
sounding.
Think so. I think it's stunning.
Nikolaos John Petru.
How did they go from Nikolaos to John?
Well, that's the thing, is my dad, I was named after my dad for my middle name, which his name is John, but in Greek it's Yanni.
Oh.
So we just call him Jan. Well, Nicolazione. I don't call my dad by his first name. It's really convoluted because we actually call my dad Bob.
What?
I told you, you don't want to open this can of worms that's happening right now. So Baba in Greek is dad. So Bob. So we just shortened it to Bob.
Oh, okay.
Baba.
Oh,
okay.
That makes sense.
Like Baba.
Yeah.
But it's Bob. So it confused a lot of my friends growing up, too. They were like, why do you call your dad Bob if his name is John? And also, you don't call him dad. Why don't you call your dad dad? I'm like, you're absolutely right. I don't know.
It's interesting Greek situation. Yeah.
It's all Greek to me. And Bradley from the Camel Nation has been through this, right?
Even when you say Bradley out like that, I get a little, I guess, you know, like I crunch up like to defend myself.
You got some PTSD?
Mom PTSD.
My mom would make me rethink my entire life when she called my full name. Bradley Ryan! You know, you'd just freeze up, stop whatever you were doing. It was horrible. I'm still scared to this day. She knows it has a power over me.
Does she ever do it just to mess with you?
Oh, for sure. She knows. She does, for sure. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. As a mom myself, I love that. The power that we have.
Yeah, it's scary.
Was your mother in the military, Bradley?
No, but I think she could have run like a whole military herself. She'd be calling every soldier by their full name.
God bless moms.
You better shape up, young man. Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country 107.9. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Now, ladies.
Yeah.
If you were hanging on to your singledom for the chance that you may be able to connect with a country artist named Matt Stell, you waited too long.
Yeah, I'm really aware, Nico. Thank you for reminding me.
Cheyenne specifically.
Yes. Me, so, myself, and I.
He decided to make a drastic decision, probably over some drinks.
I would say the first drastic decision was dating somebody other than me in the first place. That was drastic decision number one.
What an idiot.
Yeah, I know. What a dummy. And then, yes, moving forward to his Mexico vacation, there were multiple interesting choices that were made.
That's what you... Hey, ask Bailey. Usually crazy stuff happens in Mexico, man. So he decided that he and his girlfriend were just going to go ahead and get married the next day.
Yeah, so he proposed on a Friday, and they got married on like Saturday or Sunday.
Nuts.
It was wild.
All right, should we play the audio from Bobby Bones?
You got to hear it from the mouth.
Probably about a week before that, I got to thinking. I was like, you know, I'm ready to skip over all the, you know, ready, set, go, like the set part. I was ready to go from ready to go. So, you know, after I popped the question and got engaged, I asked her right there. I was like, hey, I'm going to spring this on you. I said, but I think fiance is the dumbest word in all of English language, and I don't want to be one for very long. I'm ready to be your husband. And I asked her right there. She was like, yeah. I said, you want to sleep on it? She said, yeah. So we slept on it. We were at the pool hanging out, talking about it. She said, you know what? I'm ready. Let's do it. She said, we'll throw some parties, sort of receptions when we get back. We'll do some vows when we get back at her family place in Ocean City. She said, but I want tomorrow to be our anniversary that we celebrate. And that's why we worked, because she thought it was a great idea, too.
Uh-huh.
Interesting. She did say on her Instagram, no, I'm not pregnant. But are you?
Me.
I've never seen... Okay, this is what makes it more interesting.
Yeah.
Is they dated for a minute.
Yeah.
A hot minute.
They were together for a long time.
Before he revealed her to the world as his girlfriend.
Yeah.
It was a whole thing.
So she put in the time.
My take on it is you put so much thought and effort into keeping her a secret.
Yeah.
And like truly.
True.
Keeping it a secret for the benefit of you guys in your relationship, which I don't have any issue with. But like, this is the thing you're going to pull the trigger on? Bro.
Yeah.
This is your marriage.
And also, it's such a guy thing to be like, ugh, I don't believe in fiance.
He just didn't want to sit there and go through the wedding planning.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't tell me it's because you just think it's the worst word. Shut up.
We're men. Which it's not even an English word, sir. It's actually French.
Yeah.
For fiance. So, long story short, he's a guy. He's like, you know what? Let's just cut to the chase. We're going to skip the whole engagement period. We're going to go right to... We're instant gratification type of human beings.
And he full-on did that.
And he full-blown did that. And now he's wifed up for life up.
Sorry, ladies. Myself included. He's just not available anymore.
I've done something similar.
blame. No, you.
100%.
That's this. Why you're defending him. That's why, because you're like, in your brain, you're like, well, I've been there.
Yeah, it was a sticky situation for a minute.
And okay.
I'll tell you guys about it next. Stick around, Camel Nation. When I think Matt Stell, I think, wow, that guy is super romantic.
He's crazy tall, too. That's what I think of.
Oh, okay.
He's such a tree.
So he went ahead and said, you know what, baby girl? Let's just skip the whole fiancé engagement period and let's get married.
Straight to husband.
I'll tell you what, alcohol make you do some crazy things, Cheyenne.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
There was one occasion where I was in a bar. I was having fun with my friends, met a lovely young lady who was absolutely beautiful. And in my drunken stupor, I thought for a second, you know what? I could be with this person.
Aww.
I didn't even know her last name.
But, like, you could be with her.
Yeah.
You know, like, be with her.
I was thinking long term.
Oh, like a forever type of be with her.
We even jokingly were like, what if we just, like, got on an airplane right now and went to Vegas? And we got married.
No.
And she was like, oh, yeah, let's do that.
She was into it?
We were both in. We were calling Delta Airlines because back then you couldn't, like, book online. I was literally on the phone with Delta Airlines going, oh, my God, there's a flight to Vegas in 3 hours.
No.
And then my buddy was like, Nico, when you sober up in 3 hours, you're going to realize this was a very stupid decision. And I was like, no, man, no.
No, she's my
this
forever.
Is the one. She's the one.
Obviously, you didn't get married because now you're married to your wife. But, like, what happened?
Yeah. No. We ended up, like, actually hanging out till the wee hours of the morning.
Oh, really?
And the alcohol started to wear off. And then we realized, thank God we didn't jump on a plane. But, man, I told you.
I've never done that before.
Never, ever?
Never.
Have you ever made a crazy decision while intoxicated?
I mean, it's crazy is a relative term, right?
Like, anything out of the ordinary. Maybe your friends and family might raise the red flag and go, hey, you're drunk. Hey, you're drunk. Hey.
Nothing like that.
All right,
yeah, nothing like that.
I've done that. Well, I haven't done that specific thing while I was intoxicated, but man, yeah, I used to do some wild stuff.
You're a crazy guy. Crazy guy living in New York.
I'm a wild and crazy guy. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you do see me out at a camel show or whatever, Bird's Nest next week, and I am intoxicated, just point me to my wife. Just say, Nico, go find
your wife.
Go to your wife, please. Go. You're starting to make bad decisions.
I got you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
If you don't know about Paul Skeens, you about to learn about him.
Are you even a baseball fan?
Me?
Not you, but if you don't know about Paul Skeens.
Oh, absolutely not. You may know his girlfriend, Livy Dunn, the LSU gymnastics player. Is that a thing?
She's a gymnast.
She plays gymnastics. So Paul Skeens, rookie, big time popular dude for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yep.
And his rookie card was found.
Yeah, his 1-of-1 debut patch card was found. Okay, there's not another one like this. You're never going to get it. This puppy is valued at $1.5 million.
Hi-ya-wa-tha.
It's a hefty price for a trading card.
So an 11-year-old pulled this card.
Yeah.
And the Pittsburgh Pirates were immediately like, hey, guys, just an FYI. If anybody finds this card, we are willing to hook you up big time.
They had a deal on deck.
Absolutely.
So they hit up the 11-year-old with an offer. I'll let you be the judge on if it's a good offer or not for what it is, okay? Here we go. He will get 2 Pirates season tickets behind home plate for the next 30 years.
That's huge. For a Pirates fan. We still don't even know if this kid's a Pirates fan.
I know, right? He could have just gotten this. He could have been in
Sheboygan and been like, I don't even like the Pirates.
Exactly. They're also offering a softball game for 30 people at PNC Park and coaching from Pirates alum.
That's pretty cool.
That's basically like going to Chase Field and having a softball game and hanging out with Gonzo.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, that's pretty dope. You're also going to get a spring training experience like no other. That was their quote, not mine.
Okay.
You're going to get a private tour of Pirate City and Letcom Park. You're going to get meet and greets with Paul Skeens. You're going to get two Paul Skeens autographed jerseys. You're going to take batting practice with the team and warm up with them. You're also going to get other unique experiences at the park.
And Livy Dunn, his girlfriend, went ahead and said, you know what? For whoever finds it, you can even watch his debut game in my suite with me. Which I think is pretty cool.
Pass.
I mean, Cheyenne don't care about that.
I don't think that adds any value for me.
So for me, Cheyenne,
yeah.
I am starting up my eBay account. I am listing this card for a buy it now price of $2 million. And the auction is going to start at a penny, and we'll see where it goes from there.
I
100% selling it.
I would agree with you. I think from the adult perspective, money over the experiences. However, I will say, as an 11-year-old,
yeah,
the experiences...
priceless.
Pretty close.
Priceless.
I mean, he'll never get those... Like, I mean, home plate season tickets for 30 years.
It costs... next to nothing for the Pirates organization, but...
That was my next point, was yeah. It feels to me like you're kind of taking advantage of the fact that he's 11 and these experiences are pretty priceless.
But also, like, if you're the Pirates, what else do you have to give? Like
$1.5 million? I'm pretty sure they're okay.
So the answer is...
money.
You take the money,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, take the money and run it.
Camel Nation, this is the equivalent of, like, pulling a Corbin Carroll card, I guess.
I'm pretty close, I think.
And then getting all the cool stuff at Chase Field. And
which would be cool.
Maybe Gonzo becomes your godfather at some point. I don't know what else they write in there.
Love me some Gonzo.
I have no idea, but yeah. I take the money on this one.
I would, too.
For sure. Little kid, if you need an agent in this deal, I'll cost you 3%. I'll get the deal done. Camel Country, Nico and Cheyenne, morning, y'all.
Morning. I need to know, because you guys are boys, if I am weird on this or if my brothers are weird.
Okay.
So I am the biological aunt to a niece and a nephew. They're under 5. They're so cute. They live in Alaska. I am also the auntie to all of my friends' kids because I love being an aunt.
Yeah.
And I love being the fun aunt.
Yeah.
And I love my kids' kids so much, like fiercely, okay?
That's very nice of you.
I know, right?
Yeah.
My brothers dislike the fact that I call my friends' kids my nieces and nephews.
Why?
It bothers them. I don't have an answer for you. I just know that they don't like it. Is that weird?
Sidebar, if the fun uncle is a funcle, is the fun aunt a fant?
You call me a fant, I will throw something at you.
I feel like I don't like that. I don't know why they would be like, I don't know why they'd be a little touchy about that.
I don't either.
It's not weird at all.
Okay, I'm just really glad because I was really kind of like, well, am I like in the wrong?
I grew up in the realm of my mother having friends that had kids all the time, and they were like my cousins.
Right.
100%.
Like, I kind of view it the same way.
We would be like, you know, I still have like people in my phone as cousy. Like, they're not my cousins.
They're not even related
like,
to you.
I have cousins and they are not my cousins, but
yeah.
We're not related at all, but I still call them like cousin Mark, you know.
And my mom's best friend, I refer to her as my Aunt Sylvia. She's my mom's best friend. She's been my mom's best friend since my mom was in high school.
Yeah,
actually,
yeah.
Middle school.
Yeah, so just like that in the Greek language, Thea is aunt, or like Tia in Spanish.
Right.
So I have a ton of Theas, like Thea Stephanie, Thea Maria, Thea blah, 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 blah. It goes on and on and on.
I love
They're
that.
They're not actually my aunts or, you know.
See, I love that. But here's the weirder thing. Like, we grew up in the same house. Why is our mindset so different on this conversation?
I don't understand why you would take a stance on it.
It's not the weirdest like such thing a weird that they've thing done, but like, they are definitely like, that's weird.
You know what, Cheyenne? I don't like it when you call my friends' kids your nieces and
it's
nephews.
Yeah.
That bugs me out.
It does. Enough to where they said something about it. And I don't understand. I needed you guys to validate that I was not crazy.
Are you going to stop calling them your nieces and nephews?
Absolutely not. If anything, this is the problem. This is what my brothers don't understand because we don't see each other all the time.
Yeah.
Is once you put baby in a corner.
Yeah. Don't poke the bear.
Oh, you poke the bear and then we got a problem. So now I'm digging my heels in. Like, we're doing Instagram posts.
I like that.
I love my nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
And that is what it is.
You know what you should do? You should start gathering names and just take people down as, hey, do you want me to be your aunt?
I'm going to be your aunt.
I'm your auntie.
Because it's happening
call me
now.
Auntie Shy Shy.
don't call me that.
No, she don't like that.
I hate that.
Sorry. Camel Country, Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
So, Cheyenne.
Yeah.
We had our kid in public school for 1 year.
What year was that?
For his kindergarten year.
That
was enough for us to never go back to public school ever again.
I don't really blame you. My kid does not go to public school. He goes to a charter school.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's not the reason is he has a learning disability. Mm-hmm. He's autistic. So we had some issues in a public school setting.
It was just better for
nothing
him.
Nothing
yeah.
to do with the school aside from that one pesky little problem that all schools have right now. And that is the pickup line.
Drive line, man. It's a love-hate relationship, really.
And you deal with it every day.
I deal with it every single day. I'm actually really lucky because where my kid goes to school, it is very organized. And it flows pretty well.
Okay.
His previous school, and I'm not going to name names because I don't think that that's right, absolute chaos. It was a nightmare.
Yeah.
I'm talking, you had to show up an hour early just to not be on the road. Like, it was just crazy,
yikes.
Right? But what's funny about driveline to me, because like, I deal with it every day, is the driveline teachers, like the monitors who, you know, have a free period or whatever.
The
so they're out there.
Vest.
The safety vests. The teachers who walk your kids to the car.
Yeah.
Also, I'm not used to driveline. We didn't do this in my hometown.
Yeah, no.
When I was
growing up, it was not a thing.
Yeah,
either.
It was just disperse and you found your parent wherever your parent was.
You hear the bell and then you see them spray.
Exactly.
Just like shoot out like cockroaches.
There was
like,
no placard and no, hey, your mom's here. Time to go down to the green side. Yeah. You know, there's none of that.
Oh, what's your kid's name? I can't see. Can you lower the visor? I can't see their name.
Exactly.
You see me every day. You know my kid's name. You know my car. Cheryl, please.
Yeah.
Just get my kid.
To make it even better, like, we love teachers. Okay, we love you, driveline teachers.
Thank you.
But why are you waving me to go forward if I got nowhere to go? Like,
it's such an operation.
Like, why you keep flagging me, but I can't drive forward. Like,
yeah.
So I have figured out how to make driveline work for me.
Right.
Okay, so what I do is I get there early. So I do. I'm that parent that is there about an hour early.
You want to be first online.
I like to be in the first like 15 to 20 people.
Okay.
Right? So I try to plan it out that way. So, and also the way that it works is it's kind of like a two-part system because they don't let you like drive into drive line until 30 minutes before let out.
Okay.
So I get there about an hour early. So I'm at the front of the line and I will do something super productive in the first 30 minutes. So I'm reading a book. I'm listening to an audio book. Maybe I'm prepping for, you know, work and doing all the things.
Yeah.
Then when I get to go around and park, I will put my placard up so it's already in the window. And then I set an alarm and I say, hey, well, because she'll turn on. Set a timer for 25 minutes. So she sets a timer for 25 minutes, which is about 5 minutes ahead of dismissal. And I lean my seat back and I take a hard power nap. I'm talking.
I love that for you.
Dry mouth. My alarm goes off and I am terrified. But the thing of it is I love napping in the sun. It's one of my favorite like naps.
It's a different feeling.
It's so good. I don't care for cats, but it's a very cat-like of me, right? Like, just curl up and sleep in the window in the sun.
Yeah.
And that's how I utilize my time, because then by the time I get home, I've now had a power nap. I'm now very much awake.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to hit my workout and get Easton's homework done, and I'm ready to take on the rest of the day.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Camel Nation, if you ever thought that you were wasting time waiting for your kid, be more productive. Sleep.
Sleep. Take a power nap, man. It changes your life.
This is actually making me a little sleepy right now.
I'm taking a nap right now.
I'll just sleep during my show.
No, don't you.
Cheyenne's being productive in line. She's doing her makeup. She's having cat naps.
I'm reading books. I'm exercising my mind.
And she actually enjoys the experience. We got Nick and Mesa on the phone. Nick, what's going on with you and your kid?
Well, you know, I have my own take on the drive line. My son has no sense of urgency when it comes to the drive line.
What do you mean?
And I'm holding up the entire line. I'm holding up every single parent out front of the school. They're all waiting for me because my son when it's time for him to come out, guess what? He needs some water, or he needs to use the bathroom.
And then he sees all of his friends because everybody's leaving.
Yeah, everyone's leaving. They're calling his number, and no.
That is the complete opposite of me. When I was a kid, I was like, get me out of here!
It's funny because this reminds me of my son, Easton. Easton's very lackadaisical. Easton's just like, oh, there's a dandelion. you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So I totally feel you.
So, Nick, your anxiety is rising because you start to hear maybe like a little... maybe a little honk behind you.
You're like, I can't.
Yeah, everyone, yeah. Everyone's waiting. And even when he is finally on the way, he walks incredibly slow. So now everybody is staring at him, slowly inching his way to the car.
I love this kid.
There's no hurry. No hurry all the time in the world. Like, if he walked any slower, he could just turn around and go back into school. So this would be the next day.
Your kid sounds like my spirit animal.
You know what?
When
he grows up, zero worry about high blood pressure with that kid.
Yeah. No.
He's starting off strong.
He's going to be like, yeah, no problem, Dad. No worries.
I think every parent hates me.
Yeah. I think that's safe to assume.
Yeah.
I just hide in the car. Yeah. Thank God I don't.
I will confirm that. We definitely hate you. Sorry.
What school does your kid go to? Just kidding. Nico and Cheyenne on Camel. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Cheyenne.
Yes.
Have you ever inherited anything in your life?
Other than generational curses? Nope.
I kind of knew the answer to that story before I got into it, and I apologize.
It's okay.
I set you up for one. But I've inherited some money in the past, ironically,
really?
Yeah, through a distant family member where I was definitely not expecting anything at all ever. And we got this nice little check and it was like 30K.
Wow.
Out of nowhere. And
that's kind of nice.
I blew it really fast. Because I was like 28 years old.
Oh, so money wasn't a thing.
Who's saving for the future at 28?
Nobody.
Not me.
Yeah.
Not this guy.
What'd you do? Oh, you were living in New York, huh?
Yeah. We went on some trips. We were living extravagantly for about
48 hours?
6 minutes. So my neighbor, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, buys a brand new truck.
Ooh.
I'm like, whoa, it's a Raptor.
Oh, nice.
So it's
I like
Raptors. 120K truck.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like the Ford F-150.
No.
It's the Raptor.
Yeah.
Then, you know, they're redoing their entire backyard. Like, nice landscaping.
Like, fully redone?
Fully redone.
Like,
it was a pile of dirt.
Ooh.
And now it looks like the Princess Hotel's pool. I'm like, what? Wait.
That's wild.
What's happening here?
It's expensive.
Did you just graduate from service manager of this dealership to the CEO of the company? Did I miss something? So then, like, he starts buying wild stuff. Like one of those motorized mountain bikes.
Oh, okay.
That are like
$3,000
or $4,000.
Is he a mountain bike enthusiast to begin with?
Yeah. Look at him. You're not like, oh, hello, Mr. Mountain Biker. Which
Noted.
Is why I think he got the electronic one.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then it's just like he just gets this, like the things that you just spend money on because you just get an instinct to just buy something.
Yeah.
And I've never experienced this. Apparently, he inherited a lot of money from his estranged father who had a bunch of money. And they didn't really keep in contact. They didn't have a good relationship.
And then a check showed up?
And then all of a sudden a check showed up.
Dang.
They were like, oh yeah, we're sorry to inform you that your dad passed away. And he was like, well, okay, yeah, I didn't really know my dad.
But here's a check.
And also, here's a big old check.
Wow.
I can't imagine what that's like.
I can't either. My dad, bless him, obviously, if a lot of people know, we don't have the best relationship.
Right.
That aside, my dad has like zero savings.
For himself.
For anybody.
Let alone something to pass on to his...
It's not happening. We aren't getting a dime.
Oh,
if
dang.
Anything, we're getting a lot of debt. So,
yikes. Yeah. That's the reverse of this situation.
I know. It's really terrifying, to be honest.
Yeah, I hope that doesn't happen to you. And if that does happen to you, can you at some point like remove yourself from the situation? Like, if they're
I don't
like,
know
hey,
how that works.
By the way, he's got all this debt, and you go, I don't know who you're talking about.
Who's he? I don't know. I have
who
no
is
clue.
He?
I have no idea how that works.
Let's not stress about
that.
Yeah,
I'm not worried about
Instead,
it.
Let's hear about the fun stories of people like inheriting some crazy stuff.
Yeah, and doing cool things with it.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to live in your world.
Yeah.
602-894-5653. 602-894-5653. If you've ever been surprised with birthday, like a huge gift out of nowhere.
That would be so nice.
Nico and Cheyenne, morning, y'all.
Morning.
I'm pretty sure that my neighbor inherited a butt ton of money.
I'm pretty sure that I am exceedingly jealous.
I'm super jealous because he lives like three houses down. Aww. And his house keeps upgrading like one of those Sims games where you can expand in my house.
It's just like bloop.
Continues bloop, to do nothing.
It just keeps bigger as it goes.
All right, we're talking inheritance or you got surprised with some cash. Ryan in Phoenix, tell us your story, bud.
Growing up, I used to love visiting my grandparents, right? Because they were super rich. They lived out in Paradise Valley.
That is super rich.
Huge. Yeah, they had a huge house on this giant piece of property.
Say no more. We have painted the picture, Ryan.
So, as a kid, obviously, I loved going there because that's not the kind of lifestyle I had. And I'd like play hide and seek in the house with the neighborhood kids and on the backyard and stuff. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And can imagine.
My parents used to tell me every time that we left there that one day there's a good chance all of this would be mine because I was the favorite. Ooh. And that, you know, grandma was going to pass it on to me in the will or at least, you know, split it up to the family. So I'd get something.
Right. Which I think sounds like a very normal conversation when you come from money.
Yeah. This is sounding like my dream life. Right
I know.
Here.
It was mine, too. Past tense.
oh, no.
What actually happened was at the reading of the will when my grandma finally passed, rest her soul, she gave everything to the caretaker of the grounds.
They no.
Nothing. My grandfather and my grandmother left nothing for the family. Yeah. 100% of the estate went to the groundskeeper.
Are you kidding me?
What?
I'm not kidding, man. I still work a full-time job.
Well, I mean, you could always work for the gardener, so there's that.
I could, because he lives in the house now.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, is this funny now to you? Like, can I make the joke that do you stop by once in a while and wave through the window and go... I used to have fun.
No, I don't go over there. I try to be light about it. Otherwise, I think I might go crazy.
Yeah, man.
Funny now.
Did you have a good relationship? Like, was the family like? Was there turmoil?
I have never heard of any internal family turmoil. My parents used to tell me, like I said, this would all be yours one day, like the Lion King, kind of.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, it didn't happen.
Wow, that's fascinating. The unfortunate part is they're not here to ask.
Yeah.
So,
and I'm sure you have one family member that was like,
livid.
Oh, she did what?
Yeah.
I need you to look at the will again. My name must be included there somewhere.
For a few months. Yeah. That was kind of all of us. We all love her, but it didn't make any sense. It still doesn't.
That's crazy.
Sorry.
And a will is a will. There's nothing you can do about it.
No. No, not at all.
That's insane.
It's done.
Well, no point.
Sorry about your luck.
Crying over donated money.
Thought I'd share my story. I don't know if I'm going to go cry about it now or not, but everybody else have a great day.
Thank you, Ryan.
Bye, Ryan.
Have fun at your 9 to 5.
Oh, yeah.
Aww.
Man. Me.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.